I'm just excited this morning to be here with you so that we can worship the Lord and so that His presence can come into our lives and He can make the changes for us that He wants to make and help us in every area that we need help, because that is what He does. Amen? Amen. And so this morning we're glad to join together and we're just going to worship God, because when we worship, His presence comes right into what we're doing. Amen? Amen? He says, where two or three are gathered in My name, He will be in the midst. And the Lord is in the midst with us this morning. So let's just step into worship and let God know what our heart is towards Him. Amen? Amen. Praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Excuse me for a minute, but I've got a song to sing. Might not be okay, but it's from my heart, and no one else can tell it. What the Lord has done for me, this might take all day, though I better start right now. It might get loud. Loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. Might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. Might get loud. Heaven's coming down. We'll be right back.
good, Lord. I will tell of you all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection power. Yes, I do. Still the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. Testimony from death to life, 'cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify by Jesus Christ the righteous. I justify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. And daughters bought with blood and washed in water. Sing the praises of the Spirit, Son and Father. Our God will finish what He started. Yes, our God will finish what He started. This is my testimony. Grace rewrote my story. I'll testify by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'll testify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. You're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, then you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, then you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, then you're not done. This is my test.
The dead things rise. Just as Jesus said about the man's daughter, she's not dead. She's sleeping. The things you perceive to be dead in your life are not dead, they're dormant. Watch the dead things rise.
Better than we just thank you for your sweet presence this morning. God, just come and do what you want to do today. God, we just lift our hands to you and we just ask you to fill us. Fill us with your fire. Fill us with your spirit this morning. God, come into every part. God, clean out from under the rug and the corners today. God, that you just have your way. God, in your presence, there's healing. In your presence, we find joy. In your presence, we find restoration and peace. There's life and wholeness in you and only you this morning. So have your way in us today.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you.
Felt like I've walked alone. like no one really ever really loved me for me. For who I am. And thank God that he did turn my life around, and I did turn my eyes off of him at one time, and now I'm back and stronger and better than ever. And thank God that I'm in the Word and I pray every day. But that doesn't stop life from happening. It just makes it a little bit easier to go through. And we've always, and he's always there for us. Even though sometimes we feel as humans that he's left us for a little bit, but he never does. He never does. And this morning, when I was getting ready for church, it just hit me so much that I was like, God, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of waiting on my husband to get saved. I'm tired of waiting on this. I'm tired of waiting on that. And I'm tired of living the life that I'm living. And I bawled and I bawled and I bawled all the way to church. And I'm like, God, you got to turn something around fast because I'm done. I'm tired. I can't do it anymore. So I get here to church and I come in and I put on a smile. Act like nothing's wrong. And even though I felt like I was walking alone, God heard my prayer. And he spoke to Darlene over here. And said that healing was coming. God always hears. God always understands. He's always there, no matter how much we, in our physical realm, this body, feels like we're alone. God is always there. If you're a child of God's, he's always there, and he's always going to turn things around. And I'm crying now only because I've never really shared this with anybody, and that I can feel God is turning things around right this very moment. He's always going to be changing your story. He's always going to be changing the ending. If you're not dead, he's not done.
Seek to find your truth. into something else that God can use.
Well, most of you know me. This is totally not me. So I don't do this stuff. So this is probably pretty shocking to you guys. But I feel that it's very fitting that when we started to do this song, it was the first time I heard it a year before. When honestly, the worst year of my life was starting with the loss of relationships. Then, like 7 months later, to lose my dad and my grandma on the same day. All that just piling on. You feel like at rock bottom, just piling on. Never, nothing can break it. But in all that, God just can show me that He is the defender of me, of my heart and everything. And whether, and all the pieces, no matter how about, whether it's, may wonder why this is happening to me, make me feel less than, but I'm not. I'm the apple of His eye. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head, not the tail. And He who lives in me is strong, because He lives in me, I'm stronger. If, I guess, go to say, no matter what you're going through in life, it may be the worst season in your life right now. It may be the greatest, I don't know. But no matter what, He is there always. You can always lean on Him. He's never leaves you nor forsakes you. He is always there, no matter what.
Amen. Woo.
could do is worship. And I will just bow down. I'm just gonna stay still. And all I did was pray.
The goodness of God just flowing in this place. Amen. So just raise your hands up to heaven. Not for me. This is for Him, for surrender to Him. Father, I just ask right now that you move on every single person here. Every single person here has a different need, has a different testimony, has a different thing that they're going through. And I thank you that you are here to meet every single one of them right now. Right now. Every trial, every temptation, everything known to man is under the feet of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you are pouring out your Spirit on these people right now. Peace. 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 Where there's chaos, where there's confusion, where there's hurt, where there's bitterness, where there's offense, we call on offense to be gone. We release. If you're offended at somebody, let it go right now. You say, that's easier said than done. No, make the decision. Make the decision right now. What do you want? This? You want the Lord, or you want to hold on to something that allows the devil to have a foothold in your life. Just release it. Lord, I forgive whoever I need to forgive right now. Just speak it in your heart to him. Nobody needs to know it. He needs to hear it. You need to say it. We release it all right now. Because some things that we're going through is because we refuse to allow forgiveness to reign in us. And Father, we just release forgiveness and we ask you to forgive us for holding on to it. I don't care what that person's done. I mean, I care, don't get it wrong. But I mean, in the kingdom and what the Lord is doing and where your life is going, it means nothing. Eternity is what we get to spend with Jesus. And this is but a vapor, but a moment of your life. And he will turn all things for your good. But you gotta forgive first. Forgiveness releases something in your life. So, Father, we just release it to you right now. And we thank you. We thank you for that peace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise goodness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
And all the time, the Lord is good.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we just thank you this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for reaching out and touching us this morning. And we just give you glory, Lord. We just exalt you today. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I'm just waiting for a moment on the Lord. Just making sure our direction is clear before we move forward and just move into things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our God is healing people even right now. Some of you have been touched just during the worship service, and that's great. Hallelujah. The Lord is strengthening you and strengthening us even as we've been together so far. It's just the power of God moving in this place, and he does what he does. Amen. The way that only he can do it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, we serve a good God. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.
And we have no agenda but his agenda.
Yeah.
Amen. And when he's moving, there's no need to rush through anything.
Yeah. Amen.
You don't know what somebody is sitting in today. You don't know what touch is being done at this very moment to somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Even through live stream, people are watching us.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in this building, which we'd love for you to be in this building
yes.
and worship
Amen.
With us. But
Amen.
We're glad you're worshiping with us on live stream.
Yeah.
He's not moved by space or time. Even if you're watching us later on in a day, we pray the same things for you that he's done in here. He's doing in your house right now or in your car, wherever you're listening. He's a good God. He is
Amen.
A good God. And he wants nothing but good things for you. Somebody needs to hear that. He's a good God. And he wants
yes,
nothing but good things for you. Those things that have happened in your life that aren't good, he didn't do it.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't do it.
He says, I know the thoughts I have towards you, good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected outcome and to give you a future. That's what God has to say to you today. Amen.
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 And that's what he's going to do for us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Let's just give him another. He's worthy, isn't
he? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 got
Thank
some.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so we have some things going on. You want me to do announcements? Let's fly through them?
Yeah.
Fly. I'm just kidding. I feel like I can fly right now. That's how good I feel. Amen. Okay, so we had our women's breakfast yesterday. It was amazing. Jeannie did an amazing job. And for you women that were here yesterday, did you hear something that Linda said? And she wasn't here yesterday, and we've not talked about the women's meeting at all. She said, don't turn back. Don't turn back. That'll ring very solid in those people that was here yesterday. Amen? Is definitely something we talked about. So that was amazing that God just re-put it back into you to let you know.
Amen.
Keep moving forward and keep looking at me. Amen?
Amen.
So we had an amazing time. July, because of the 4th of July weekend, we're going to not have one in July, but we'll come back together in August. And that will be Amber Whited. She will be our person that's going to bring that word. So we're excited for that. And then we have VBS coming up on the 24th of July. Yes. If you have not spoken with Jared or told him you want to help, VBS starts on July 24th. This mama's due on July 25th. So if you can help Pastor Jared during VBS, that would be so much appreciated. He needs some help because I don't think he's going to be making an appearance that much that week. Yeah, no. I know. Says the seventh one coming out is acting like we're going to like have it and it's not going to come for another month. No, he coming. Amen? So then we have Pump is July 21st. Yes. See Philip if you have any questions. Of course, the sign's on the door. And Philip, Pastor Philip will be happy to answer any questions you have about that. The women's, on June 25th, the women's painting day. The sign-up is out there. Today is the last day that you're able to sign up here, okay, because we have to get that back to Stephanie so she can get it prepared. If you are not sure and you want a couple more days on the Women of OBM CC Kenton page, Facebook page, there is a sign-up on there, and you have until the 10th to sign up on there, okay? So, but ours is gone today. We have to take it back to Stephanie today. Okay. Amen? And I think that is all that I have.
Except for what we're going to do in a few minutes.
And Week of Pentecost in Bodkin starts tonight.
Yeah.
So, and goes through Wednesday night. So I think it started this morning.
Yes, it started this morning. But they have services at 6:30 tonight and then 7 o'clock p.m. every night at our Bodkin's campus. And you are more than welcome to go to the Week of Pentecost. It'll be a great time. And they're going to have good speakers, and God's going to do a lot during those meetings, so that'll be good. And then what we're going to do right now is we're going to change things up just a little bit, because today is Move Up Sunday.
Yes! Woo! All right, well, praise God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, man. Woo! It's a great day in the house of the Lord. Today's a great day because also, as you probably are aware, all the kids are out of school. Unless, are there any kids still in school? If so, we'd pray for you. But all the kids are out of school, so what we want to do is do an official Move Up Sunday, where in our youth and children's ministries, we have classes that are for specific age groups and grades. So if I could have all, you know, from 18 months to graduating seniors, come on up front, and we could have, like, the youth on this side, where Philip's already at, and then all the kids come on down. We want to pray over all the kids, but as they're making their way down, we just want to let you know that if your student was in 12th grade, they're obviously graduated, if you weren't aware of that already, but they're moving up on out of, like, our youth ministry. If they were in 5th grade, they're moving into Legacy, our youth ministry. So anybody that was just in 5th grade is now going to be considered a 6th grader going forward. And if you were in the first grade and you moved up into second grade, then you're going to be in our District 12, our oldest upper elementary children's church class, okay? And if you just, anytime you turn 4, then you move into our Fire Kids, which is 4 years through first grade. And if you just turn 18 months, then we have our Faith Factor class. So we have every a class for every age, every stage, and we're doing lots of stuff to minister to your kids, to love on your kids, provide a safe and fun environment for them to learn and to grow right where they're at in their relationship with God. We don't believe there's a junior Holy Spirit. He is present and working in every one of these Amen. Young people in this church right now, and that's what we're believing God for, growing in their faith, okay? So I know it's kind of a big deal. The biggest transition I think that we got is from fifth grade up into sixth grade. So, Philip, if you want to, did you want to say anything about your youth ministry or just what any of the incoming kids can expect as they move into Legacy?
Well, they all say push-ups because I only have one rule, and I don't ever stop them from talking or anything, but every interruption is push-ups just for the fun of it. But, no, with the Legacy ministry so far, it's been a little up and down and learning how to go about doing our services and stuff. But I believe this year is going to be a little bit different, this next into the next year in their school year. I believe that we're going to start moving into greater, bigger, and better things. I've been planning some things and hoping to get all that worked out and fixed out so we can step in to start doing some new things, some different things, and just hopefully add and root and ground these kids in the Word and help them walk into the new levels that they're going to be walking into. Because, you know, as you grow older, with more age, more responsibility, higher expectations. So as we walk in and out of the Legacy building, we're going to have expectations when you come in, and then we're going to have expectations when you leave. But they're going to be based off of what you believe God wants you to do. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Philip. Okay, so at this time, Philip's going to start from that end. I'm going to start from this end. We're going to lay hands on all your kids individually. So please stretch your hands forth and use your faith. And then once we're done doing that, Pastor Phil is going to pray a blessing over all of our kids for a safe summer, for spiritual growth, and for God just to continue to do a great work in each one of their lives, okay? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, let's just pray as a congregation and together over these children. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray from the smallest to the oldest that are getting close to moving into adulthood, Father good. Father God, that we just declare your blessing upon these children, Father. Lord, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for their callings, their purposes, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are growing them and strengthening them each day, Father God. And Lord, as we move them up this day, God, let your spirit be what's really moving them, God, and just blessing them, God. And Lord, we just declare your goodness and your glory over these children. And we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Yeah, youth today, Philip? No? What's it? Okay, well, all the children, you're dismissed now to go back to your classes. And thank you very much, pastors.
You're welcome, Brother Jared. Amen. Okay, I almost forgot that we have to take up the offering, amen? And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to challenge you just to bring your offering up today just based upon your faith and what you believe. I'm not really going to say much over the offering today. I'm going to pray about it, but I want you to just move out of your own faith and why you do it. I know that you're giving not because I get up here and request the giving, but I know you're giving because you believe in your relationship with God and what he's doing with you and what he's taught you and how you're moving with him in this area of tithes and offerings. So today, I'm just going to pray and you're just going to bring your offering to the front and we're just going to be thankful in the name of the Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, now I thank you for this time of tithing and offering, Father God, where people just use their faith, God. And they use their faith in this area of your promise, God. It's an extension of their worship. It's an extension of their faith in you, God. And Lord, we just declare your glory and your blessing over their life, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer on their behalf and that you increase what they have, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. So this morning, I'm going to continue to talk about what we've been talking about over the last week or two, the last couple weeks. We've been talking about hearing God. And today we're going to talk just a little bit about ways to hear the Lord. But we've been talking about hearing God. And number one, can we hear God today? Does God speak to people? And absolutely he does. You know, the Bible says that when someone gets born again, they become a brand new creature in Christ. Amen. And you become a child of the living God when you're born again. And when you step into that arena, the Bible says this, that the Lord says, I know my sheep and my sheep know my voice. Amen. And so we know how to hear the Lord, and hearing from the Lord is something that he has an expectation for you to do. And so we need to make sure that we're doing our part to be prepared to hear from the Lord. Amen. And what we have to do is some of those things that we talked about, fasting and worshiping and praise, those are things that set an atmosphere for God to come in and speak to us. Amen. And one of the things that you can do that's very critical for you hearing the Lord is read the Word. Amen. When you read the Word, you commune with God. Remember, one of the favorite things of the Lord to do, God himself would come in the cool of the day and walk in the garden with Adam and communicate with Adam. And he wasn't just talking to Adam, he was also wanting to hear what Adam had to say to him, amen? And so the Lord sets it up for us to realize that the most important thing that he would love to do is communicate with you and help you in every aspect of your life. And what we have to do is make ourselves available to be open to those types of things. And it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." You know, one of the ways that Jesus made sure he overcame this life is that he always communed with his Father. We find times where he went away to pray. We find times where Jesus is talking to people and he tells them very straightforward. He says, "Hey, I don't do nothing except for I see my Father do it. What I see and hear from my Father is what I do." And so Jesus moved on this earth successfully because he kept a communication open relationship with God the Father in heaven. And we do the same thing. We're going to make sure that we work through this life and we are effective in this life because we are communicating with God the Father in heaven. Amen? And those are things that we want to make sure that we are just entrusted in us. You know, the Bible says, we studied last week, it said, "Be still and know that I am God." And you know what? Sometimes we need to make sure that when we're looking to hear God, that we are being still. Now, that doesn't mean that we're sitting there just doing nothing. It means that we're being still in prayer, we're being still in worship, and we're being still in waiting upon God, especially when we're trying to make decisions and we're wanting to do certain things and make decisions to do something. I would encourage you to wait upon the Lord. Amen? Wait upon the Lord till you hear him speak. And until he talks to you, that's when you want to make sure that you are moving forward with things of God. We're going to look at a scripture here. And we're going to go to the Old Testament. But I like it just because I want you to see something here. That even Moses, back in his day, he told the people to set themselves apart so that they could get a chance to hear the Lord. And it says that in Exodus chapter 19, verse 14, "And Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to the meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice." Now, what I wanted to say here is that in this particular place, this was a whole nation that set themselves apart for 3 days, sanctifying themselves, fasting, praying, and worshiping because they wanted to hear God, and it happened for them. But what I want you to understand is that as an individual, you have to make your own altar. As an individual, you have to make your own altar, and you have to make a place within your house where you make sure that you take the time to seek God. Hopefully on a daily basis you'll do this, where you just set some time where you're reading, praying, and where you're seeking God. Amen? And the Lord needs you to make an altar. He needs you to have a space where you're used to hearing him and he's used to hearing you. You know, there's times where Regina, she just sneaks off, and when she goes to a certain place in the house, I know not to bother her because I know that she's spending time with God. And I have my own place that when Regina sees me go into that place, she just knows that I'm spending time with God. And even if you phone call me, I won't answer my phone. And if you were to come and knock on the door, she'd probably tell you that you have to get a hold of him later because she knows I need my God time. Amen? Hallelujah. She'd probably tell you that she wishes I had more of it. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But what we really want to make sure that we do is that we open our heart to hear God and we open our heart to move with God. Amen? And that we really understand that setting ourselves apart means something for the kingdom of God. And that when you are looking for an answer from the Lord, the Bible says that, I just read to you, the Bible said that the Lord stands at our door and he knocks on the door of our heart. And so if we open up our heart, the Lord will speak to us. He will come in. He will sup with us and he will help us. Amen? And sometimes we got to make sure that in this world, as busy as it gets on a day-to-day basis, we got to make sure that we don't get so busy that we exclude God. Amen? And so when that scripture says, be still and know him, sometimes that means be still by cutting out things that are a distraction. Like if you're waiting to hear God, you may need to stay off of Facebook. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need to hear God, you may not be able to watch your favorite TV shows for a season. You might not be able to even watch the news for a season if you need to hear God, because you might need to take that time to just separate yourself away from the Lord. You know, Pastor Dosik, he does something that I think is pretty interesting. From time to time, he'll take a 24-hour period, and he'll try not to speak that whole 24 hours. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So he'll warn you ahead of time. If you hang around him, he'll tell you ahead of time, okay, tomorrow I'm fasting speaking, so don't try to talk to me. Even if you see me, I'm not being rude. You're not being rude, but don't try to speak to me because I'm fasting and I'm just trying to get control of my thoughts and my actions and my talking. And I tell you what, if you try it, you'll notice some things about how you're talking. Not that you're swearing and cussing around, and I'm not saying that, but you'll just notice some things about how we speak and what we normally do that you'll make adjustments in, and it's a good thing to do. Amen? And so these are things that really, when we practice certain things, we can set ourselves apart for God to speak to us and for us to hear him in a clear way. And so I want you to know that it's important that you need to set yourself aside sometimes for God to be able to speak to you and hear you. And I just want to remind you again that building an altar in your own home and building a space in your own home and in your own house of how God can speak and how he can hear exactly what you want to hear from him is very important. Amen? You know, keep an atmosphere of worship around you. Keep an atmosphere. And the more that you relate with God, the more clearer you're going to be able to hear his voice. Amen? The more directly he can speak to you, the more that you open up your heart to him. I want to look at something here in the book of Job. I'm going to look here at Job chapter 33, verse 12, and it's, behold, and this thou art not just, I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man, and slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Okay, I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about the fact that most times when you hear the voice of the Lord is going to be a still, quiet voice inside of you. And God is going to speak to you, and you're going to know it's him because it kind of comes out of nowhere, and you know it's not your own words, and you know it's not your own thoughts when he puts something in there for you to do. Amen? He might call you, tell you, hey, I want you to be kind to brother so-and-so. What? The last time he treated me like this and this and this, I didn't ask you how he treated you. I asked you how you're going to treat him. And God will speak to us in a still, quiet voice. But I also want you to know, and we're going to look at a couple times that he does, that God will speak to people in dreams and in visions. Amen? And sometimes you need to be aware of the fact that when you have a dream or you have a vision, obviously if you get a vision, you're going to know it's God because it'll catch you away for a moment. Amen? But when you have a dream, sometimes it's important for us to think, oh, I just had a dream. You know, it's important for us to evaluate our dreams because sometimes you do have a pizza dream. You know, you ate a little pizza late watching TV and you have a dream that's just a pizza dream and doesn't have much meaning to it. But then there's often times where you're going to have a dream that if you really think about it and it comes back to your memory and it stays with you, then that's a dream that you need to lay out there and say, okay, what is God trying to speak to me? What is the Lord really saying to me in this dream? Because that's when God is speaking to us. Amen? I just want you to know that you are important enough that God speaks directly to you. You are the apple of God's eye. You're cherished by Him. He loved us so much that He did for us what no one else would do. He laid down His life and purchased our life back for us. Amen? And see, because He did that, that lets you know your value that you have to Him. And you're so valuable to God that you need to know that He will speak to you. And so when you have areas that you're stuck in life, I want you to know that God is looking for the opportunity to speak. And what you have to do is prepare your heart and prepare an atmosphere for God to be able to talk to you, okay? You know, I was going to mention today, and I didn't before I moved on, so I'll mention it now because this is just where it's coming out at. But in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 9, it says that the Lord says, is this not the fast that I've chosen for you to break things off of you and to set you in a place where all of a sudden in verse 8 and 9, it says that His light will break forth and He'll come clearly to you. Hallelujah. Maybe we ought to go there just for a minute. Isaiah 58 verse 8 says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before the Lord, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He will say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. I want you to know that when you set yourself to God, He's going to hear you. Remember, the Bible says that if you seek Him, He will be found. God does not want you to walk this life alone, and He does not want you to go without hearing His voice. And I want you to know that it's only the enemy that tries to make us think that the Lord is not listening, that the Lord is not talking to us and not moving on our behalf, because He is moving on our behalf. Amen? And this is just how He does and what He does. And so I'm going to just go right here in the book of Acts just for a minute. Acts chapter 10. And we're going to read here for a little bit, because this is a story on the fact that Peter got a vision when in his at a home, and what God did out of it. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9, it says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh into the city, Peter went up into the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. See, Peter had a place that was set aside where he would go and pray. So he went up to this housetop and prayed. And it says, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And at this time there were certain foods that the Jewish people didn't believe in eating, so they wouldn't eat certain animals. But Peter said, no, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up and again into heaven. Boy, I think it's just important for us to take a minute and say what the Lord calls clean, don't call common. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa. What the Lord has cleansed, thou shalt not call common. You know, we put ourselves in that category. We're no longer just common people, are we? We're peculiar people. We're unique people. We're people that are called by the Lord to be different. Yeah, you guys know I'm different, peculiar, and strange. But I want you to know, whether you like it or not, you're part of the same family. Amen? You're part of the different, the peculiar, because that's what God has called you to be. Amen? But the Lord has cleansed us, and we're no longer common or unclean. And so we can be certain that God wants to speak to us, okay? It says, now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent forth from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon Peter's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. What Peter didn't know was the Lord had given this vision to him so he could talk to some people that were not a part of the Jewish culture. And so what Peter ended up getting out of this is that, first of all, we see that Peter did not know the fullness of the vision when he received it. Said that he thought on this thing. And then as you think on a vision that God gives you or a dream that God gives you, clarity will come. As you think on it, God will give you the clarity of it. Amen? And in this particular case, Peter got the clarity was that later on, if you read through this same scripture in Acts chapter 10, you'll find that Peter went to preach to some men that normally he would not have preached to if he hadn't had that vision and that dream. And all of a sudden he said, hey, listen, the Lord told me that no one is common. Amen. And none of you guys are unclean, so you're all able to receive. And what's so powerful is that in this scripture, if you read it, you'll find that these men received the Holy Ghost just like the Jews first did. Amen. And so God is always wanting to act with us and move with us and let us know who he really is. Now we're going to go to Acts chapter 9, and we're going to see another time where someone was spoken to. And if you guys remember, there was a man by the name of Saul who was persecuting the church. And he got saved and his name got changed to Paul. And he became a man that wrote 3/4 of the New Testament in the Bible. But what happened in the meantime was that he had to go through the process of being changed. And so there was a man that had to have a vision in order to go and talk to Paul, which I would have needed one too. Amen. Because at the time, the guy was killing Christians and all kinds of stuff. And so it says in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. You know, sometimes when the Lord speaks to us or gives us a vision or a dream, it may not be easy for us to receive. Amen? And in order for us to take the action steps to fulfill it, we're going to have to use our faith. We see here that Ananias was given a dream or was given a vision, and he knew it was God speaking to him, but it was so strange what God asked him to do that God had to encourage him again, and he had to go by faith. He had to go even though he was a little bit worried and nervous. Amen? And so oftentimes when the Lord gives us a word or gives us a vision or a dream, we're going to have to operate by faith no matter what. Because it's going to take faith for us to believe that God spoke to us. It's going to take faith for us to believe he's given us a vision. It's going to take faith for us to believe that he's given us a dream. And then it's going to take faith for us to take the action steps to make it come to pass. Amen? And so we need to make sure that when it comes to, can God hear, is God speaking to me, that first of all, your faith should be, I know that God wants to speak to me. Do you believe that? Amen. That's the first part of hearing from God, is that you first have to have faith to believe that God wants to hear from you, that God wants to speak to you, that God wants you to hear his voice. Amen. And then after that, you have to be willing to say, okay, God, if you speak to me when I hear you, I'm going to listen. I'm going to accept it as your voice. I'm going to start using it in my life, and I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. Amen? That's what you have to do when you start hearing the voice of the Lord. You have to be willing to hear him. You have to be willing to know it's him. And then you have to be willing to take action steps to complete things for God in your life. Amen? And when we do this, then that's how we'll know that not only is God speaking to us, but we're hearing him. Amen? So we are understanding that God will speak to us. But the number one way God is going to speak to you is in a still, quiet voice. It's just going to come to you. God may speak to you audibly, but I'm going to tell you that that's rare. Most times God is going to speak, it's going to be a still, quiet voice. Then he may give you a vision, and then he will speak to you in dreams while you're sleeping. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are prepared for God to speak to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray, God, that we would be open to hear your voice, Father God. Lord, that we would do the things it takes to make arrangements to hear your voice, God. That, God, we would read, we would fast, we would pray, we would worship God. And, Father, we would set ourselves apart. We would be still so that we can hear you, God, and that we would wait patiently upon you, Father. And as we do those things, then you're going to speak and we're going to hear what you have to say, God. And Lord, as we hear you, Father, I pray that we would use our faith to follow after what we've heard, Father God. Just like we saw in the scriptures, Father God, once they heard something, they had to use their faith to walk out what you've spoken, God. And Father, I pray that each of us would be people that would use our faith to walk out what you're speaking, God. And Lord, I thank you that this will be what happens with us, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have a prayer request here. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, Melissa is asking for prayer for Carson, and God, we just put him before you right now, Lord. And Father, we pray about heartburn and stomach issues, God. Lord, that you would come and bring your healing power, just loose the working of miracles and healing, the gifts of healing to flow into Carson, Father. Lord, let this be known what this is from, God. And Father, let it be corrected and let him be healed and have this gone from him, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, there's one other thing I'd like to do before we let anybody go here, and that's just that I would like for everybody to just bear with me as I ask, is there anybody here today that says, Pastor Philip, I would love to hear from God, but first, I need to be saved. I need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in my life. Or, Pastor Phil, I once was following God, but I'm backslidden now, and I've no longer been serving the Lord, so I need to return to the Lord. If that's you this morning, I want you to just simply raise your hand while we're here. Hallelujah. Okay, I see that hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody else this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's just say this together in support of our brother. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask the Lord into my heart as Lord and Savior. I return to you. I'm asking you to help me from this day forward live life and follow your purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here and being with us this morning. And I thank God for you. I hope that you have a great week. And I'm going to be up here to pray with anybody that needs prayer. If there's anyone that needs prayer for healing or anything at all this morning, I'll be available for you. God bless you. Have a great day.